Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Wednesday, December 1st, 2021. The Philippine government presents its own data, countering Bloomberg's latest COVID resilience index. The Bloomberg study ranks the Philippines last in a list of 53 countries for the third straight month. But Malacañang asserts its pandemic response and the recent lockdown led to a huge decline in COVID-19 cases and fatalities. It adds the country's vaccination rate and the economy continue to improve. Downgrading Metro Manila's COVID alert level is not necessary at this time, following renewed fears brought by the Omicron variant. That's according to Joey Concepcion, Presidential Advisor for Entrepreneurship. Concepcion notes businesses are starting to recover from lockdown-induced losses after the region shifted to a more lenient alert level 2. But Concepcion says the private sector should prepare for the possible negative impact of the Omicron variant. 2.2 million Filipinos were given their first COVID-19 vaccine dose during the second day of government's massive inoculation drive. That's now 4.7 million shots in the first 2 days of the campaign. Government aims to vaccinate 9 million Filipinos during the three-day event. And the political party backing Senator Bongo's presidential bid still hoping he will change his mind about dropping out of the race. PDDS President Greco Belica is set to meet with Go and President Rodrigo Duterte to finalize their plans for 2022. Go backed out of next year's race for Malacañang, saying his heart wasn't in it. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cban.com and iwanttfc.tv.